Chapter 7. Balthazar holds to the law.
Yes, cheered Shylock. His breast, so says the bond. Does it not, noble judge? Near his heart. Those are the very words.
Without care or worry in her eyes or voice, Portia asked, Is there a balance here to weigh the flesh?
I have it ready, answered Shylock.
He then quickly went to get the balance from the bag he had brought to court. As Shylock returned to where she stood, Portia said, Make sure there is a doctor ready, Shylock, at your expense. The doctor will stop his wounds, or else the merchant may bleed to death.
Does the contract call for that? Asked Shylock with doubt.
The idea of having a doctor there at his expense was obviously not pleasing to him. It is not stated in the contract, admitted Portia. But what of that? It is good to do at least that much for charity. Shylock was not listening. He was carefully examining the contract.
I can't see it here, said Shylock to the young doctor. This is not in the bond.
What do you have to say about all of this? Portia asked Antonio. I am ready, answered the merchant. Give me your hand, Bassanio. Goodbye. Don't be sad. I am actually lucky in one thing. Most men live to see all of their wealth used up, and then they suffer a poor life. But that will not happen to me. My wealth is gone, that much is true, but my end will be sooner than later. Tell your honorable wife about me, Bassanio. Tell her the process of my end. Say how I loved you. I do not regret now having to pay this debt for you. If the Jew cuts me deep enough, I will pay it instantly with all my heart. Bassanio was very near to tears for his friend.
Antonio, I now have a wife who is as dear to me as life itself. But life itself, my wife and all the world are not worth more to me than your life. I would sacrifice them all here to this devil to save you.
Hearing this, Portia said with some humor, Your wife would give you little thanks for that if she were here to hear you make the offer.
We are wasting time, called out Shylock. Get on with the sentence.
A pound of the merchant's flesh is yours, announced Portia. The court awards it, and the law gives it to you.
Most rightful judge, cheered Shylock.
You must cut the flesh from his breast, continued Portia. The law allows it, and the court awards it.
Most learned judge, cheered Shylock again. Come, prepare, he then told Antonio.
All eyes in the court turned to the knife in the hand of the Jew. Shylock then began to advance toward Antonio. Wait a moment, said Portia, stopping Shylock in his tracks. There is something else. The bond says nothing about giving any of the merchant's blood to you. The words say only a pound of flesh. So take your bond. The pound of flesh is forfeit. But in the cutting of it, if you shed one drop of Christian blood, you will be judged under the law. Then your lands and your goods will be taken. They will become property of the state of Venice. Shylock stopped dead in his tracks. Now it was Gratiano's turn to cheer.
Oh, honorable judge! Do you hear that, Jew? Oh, learned judge!
Shylock could not believe what he had heard.
Is that the law? He asked.
You will see for yourself, Portia told him coldly. As you demanded the strict letter of the law, so will the same justice be dealt to you.
Oh, honorable judge! Do you hear that, Jew? Oh, learned judge! Called out Gratiano again.
Stepping back from Antonio, Shylock put his knife away. With quiet disappointment, he said,
I take this offer, then. Pay 3 times the amount of the bond and let the Christian go.
Without a pause, Bassanio stepped forward with the money.
Here is the money, he said.
Wait, commanded Portia. She stopped Bassanio before the money could fall into Shylock's hands. The Jew will have the justice he deserves. Do not rush. Antonio will have nothing but the penalty.
Therefore, Shylock, prepare yourself to cut off the flesh, shed no blood, and do not cut any more or less than exactly 1 pound. If the scale measures more than a hair too much, you will be sentenced to death, and all your goods will go to the state.
A second Daniel! Cried Gratiano. A Daniel, Jew!
What are you waiting for? Portia asked Shylock. Take your bond. With fear in his eyes, Shylock begged,
Give me only the amount of the loan. Give me that only and let me go.
Again, Bassanio stepped forward with the money.
I have it ready for you. Here it is.
But Portia stopped Bassanio a second time. He refused the money in open court. He will have only justice and his bond.
A Daniel, I say, a second Daniel, Gratiano happily told Antonio.
Then turning to Shylock, he added,
I thank you, Jew, for teaching me that word. Will I not even have my loan amount back? Asked Shylock with a shaking voice.
You will have nothing but the bond to be taken at your own risk, stated Portia.
Then forget it all, said Shylock in anger to the court. I will stay no longer.
However, Portia stopped him before he could leave the court. Wait, Jew. The law has yet another hold on you. In trying to take the flesh of this merchant, you would have taken his life. The laws of Venice say that if one seeks the life of a citizen, the victim has a special right. He or she may take half of the person's goods. The other half becomes property of the state. Shylock's mouth fell open in shock at this. Portia continued, There is more. The person who sought to take the life of another must beg mercy of the Duke. It lies in the Duke's hands whether to take the person's life or not. In this case, it appears that you, in agreeing to this bond, have sought to take the life of this merchant. It does not matter if the merchant were to die by direct means or not. Get down, therefore, and beg mercy of the Duke. Gratiano happily called out to Shylock,
Yes, beg that you may live to hang yourself. With all your wealth taken from you, you don't even have money to buy a rope. And so another law of Venice says such a man must be hanged at the state's expense.
Shylock looked wildly around the court. His eyes were wide with fear for his life. The Duke waved his hand for Gratiano to be silent. Then he said in a firm voice, I will show you the difference between us, Shylock. I give you mercy even before you ask it of me. As our judge has spoken, half of your wealth now goes to Antonio. The other goes to the state.
No, cried Shylock. Take my life and all. Don't show one bit of mercy. You take my life when you take the very means by which I might live.
What mercy can you show him, Antonio? Portia asked the merchant. Stepping forward, Antonio said, My lord, the Duke and all the court, I ask for nothing for myself from the Jew. Instead, I ask that I receive half his wealth when he dies. That I will give to the man who stole his daughter. And I would ask one thing more. I ask that Shylock write a contract to leave any wealth left at his death to his daughter and his son-in-law, Lorenzo. The Duke was pleased by Antonio's words. He told the court, Shylock will do all of this, or else I will take back the mercy I gave him today. What do you say, Jew? Asked Portia. In a weak voice, Shylock told the court,
I will do it.
Then Portia called out, Clerk of the court, write the contract for the gift. Nerissa stepped forward as the clerk began to write the contract. At the same time, Shylock turned to the Duke. He begged,
Please allow me to leave from here. I am not well. Send the contract to me and I will sign it.
Go, said the Duke, but sign the contract when it comes. And so the trial ended with Shylock leaving the court, being stripped of half his wealth. Turning to the young doctor, the Duke asked, Will you have dinner with me tonight?
I beg your pardon, Your Grace, replied Portia. I must leave for Padua tonight,
In fact, I must leave this very minute.
I'm sorry that you have no time to sit with me, said the Duke. Then, turning to the merchant, the Duke said, Antonio, pay this gentleman something. In my mind, you owe him much. Without waiting to see what Antonio might offer in thanks, the Duke then left the court. It was Bassanio who was first to offer something in thanks to the young doctor.
Most worthy gentleman, he said to Portia, I and my friend thank you. Allow me to give you these 3,000 ducats that I had prepared to pay the Jew. I gladly give them for your pains.
And I stand in debt of more than that, added Antonio. I offer my love and service to you for the rest of my life. Without your help, I surely would have died today.
Portia pushed the money back into Bassanio's hands. She told the two men,
He that is well satisfied is well paid. I, in delivering you from the Jew, am satisfied, so I consider myself well paid. All I ask is that you know me when we meet again. I wish you well, and now I must go.
Bassanio stopped the young doctor before he could get away.
Please, sir, take something by which to remember us. I beg this of you.
You press me hard, therefore I will yield. Give me your gloves, Antonio. I will wear them and think of you. And for your gratitude, I will take the ring that is on your finger.
Why do you draw back your hand? I will take nothing else. Will you deny it to me?
This ring, good sir, is nothing. It is of no value. I will not shame myself to give it to you.
I will have only this. I have a mind to take it.
There is something more to this ring than the small value of it. The most expensive ring in Venice I will find and give you. Only pardon me for not giving you this ring on my finger.
I see, sir, that you are quick to make offers. You have made me beg, and now you show me how a beggar should be answered by not giving me the ring.
Good sir, this ring was given to me by my wife. When she put it on me, she made me promise to never sell, nor give, nor lose the ring. It is a symbol of our love.
That excuse saves many men from giving gifts. If your wife knew how well I served you, she would not stay angry long with you for giving it to me. In any case, I bid you farewell.
Taking Nerissa by the arm, Portia quickly left the court.
Bassanio, said Antonio to his friend, let him have the ring. Let his pains and my love for you be valued against your wife's command.
Looking at the ring, Bassanio finally gave in to his friend. He pulled the ring from his finger and gave it to Gratiano. Go, Gratiano, he said. Run and catch him. Give him the ring. Bring him to Antonio's house if you can. Hurry!
Gratiano then ran after the young doctor.
Bassanio told Antonio, Let us go to your house. In the morning we will leave together for Belmont.
Not far from the court, Gratiano found the young doctor. Portia was standing on the street looking over the contract that Nerissa had made.
Find out where the Jew lives, Portia told Nerissa. Give him this contract and have him sign it. We will leave tonight and be home before our husbands. Lorenzo will be quite happy to see this contract.
Fair sir, called Gratiano. I'm glad that I have found you. My lord Bassanio, on the advice of his friend, has sent you his ring. He also asks for you to join him for dinner.
That cannot be, said Portia. His ring I accept with thanks. Please tell him so for me. But let me ask you something. Can you show my friend old Shylock's house?
That I will do, Gratiano said happily.
Sir, said Nerissa to Portia, I would like to speak with you.
Stepping away from Gratiano, she whispered,
I will see if I can get my husband's ring. Like Bassanio, he swore to keep it forever.
You might well get it, whispered back Portia. They will swear to us that they gave their rings away to men, but we will outswear them.
Portia then said in a loud voice,
Go, hurry to Shylock's house. You know where I will be waiting.
Come, good sir, said Nerissa to her husband. Will you show me to this house?
and off to Shylock's house Gratiano led her.